On April 20th, 2019, lowlife Christian Rose won the Zawa Live Championship belt in a heart-stopping wrestling match against Bailey Bright. And yet, that might not have been the most anxious part of his evening. Because lowlife Christian Rose met another foe in the ring that evening, the bespectacled, handsome WNIJ librarian in a 2-minute, 30-second no-doubter.
The librarian's got a dirty face. What do you say we wash it off?
Lowlife Christian Rose isn't just a force of nature in the ring.
I'm the head trainer at the Zawa Zen of Wrestling Academy. I've been a wrestler for coming up on 13 years, I think.
Wow.
It's been a long road.
He and Zawa head Ryan Zishi mentor young wrestlers at Z and She's, a dance studio in Rock Falls. And as a wannabe participatory journalist, I knew I would need a character.
It's the librarian. My big move is the book drop. And I'm going to take you out of circulation. It's my catchphrase.
That's great. That actually is good.
I see myself as the villain. So
right.
I'm taunting the audience like this.
There actually is a lot that you could do with that.
Okay.
I love the idea of, like, imagine you coming to the ring with, I don't know, War and Peace or some absurdly large book and being like, I need all of you to quiet down, and you start to read War and Peace.
Okay.
Maybe you're trying to, like, help the illiterate masses or whatever, if that's what the character views
I'm
the
snooty,
audience as.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay.
You're, the power of reading. Somehow you're making literacy bad.
Christian and Ryan agreed to let me try my hand in the ring to experience the thing itself. So I watched and absorbed Christian's almost rabbinical utterances.
Because if two things collide, the softest thing has to give. Well, I would rather the energy and the force go into the ropes and the turnbuckles than a body.
On the day of our match, I asked lowlife Christian Rose if I should be as nervous as I was.
I would say it would be bad if you weren't nervous.
Then Christian went to work setting up our match. Just minutes away from starting, Christian doped out a kayfabe version of our kayfabe event. You don't know what kayfabe is? You non-wrestling people who have never stepped foot on a mat, you can just assume it means basically the presentation of something staged as real or legitimate. In this case, lowlife Christian Rose and the WNIJ librarian were out kayfabing even the regular kayfabers.
Maybe you shush the crowd, they're booing you, then you get in my face and give me the big, you know, shh. And I say we would start hot at that point, and I'd just give you like a big punch.
Okay.
And then you add a little bit of character work, you add a little bit of shtick where it's like, ah, and yell real loud because it hurts or whatever. And I'm like, you said to be quiet.
Now how do we, when we actually film it, just pause and like do it, like, how are we gonna do it?
I think we should just run it through live as if we're doing a match. So
okay.
I'll talk it out with you. It'll be super easy. I communicate in ring just fine. Imagine the Three Stooges.
Right.
If I kick you in the stomach and you just kind of bend down and go, ugh, well, that's kind of lame. But if I kick the librarian in the stomach and he sells it as if Moe or Shem or Curly would,
right,
that's gonna get a better reaction. That's where the entertainment is.
I was pretty confident until the final thing Christian asked me before our match.
Is there any part of your body that's hurt? Like, do you have a bad back, bad knees, or anything?
Not that it would have mattered. My friends were already in the crowd. I was going in the ring. I was wearing an NPR WNIJ shirt, compression bike shorts, knee pads, and cheating reader glasses perched on my nose. He took off his shirt. I shushed the crowd, taunted them, the most obnoxious librarian ever, and then lowlife Christian Rose hit me on the shoulder. The reading glasses went flying in one direction, my body went in another. I never thought about the crowd again. I held my own for several minutes, although video footage reveals it was only a couple seconds, and also I was not holding my own. I was being knocked around, flailing my arms like Buster Keaton, only slightly exaggerating. Soon Christian had knocked me against the turnbuckle and pulled my shirt up over my head and delivered the chop. The word chop has a genteel sound to it, as in pork chop, or I might give you a chop on the chest, which is what Christian said to me just before we started the match. This open-palmed chop hurt my ears as much as it did my chest, as his hand smacked my sternum, stinging like a belly flop, and leaving me with a deep purple bruise across my neck, which I was showing to horrified friends for days. It looked like I had been given a hickey by a shop vac. I forgot all my good lines. I'm gonna take you out of circulation. Here comes the book drop, all gone. I remembered to drop on all fours so I could trip him. This was supposed to be my turnaround when I get the momentary edge before the big climax. But when I planted myself, I was too close to the edge of the ring, which didn't give Christian any room to fall before hitting the turnbuckle. Christian set up again, whispering and reminding me to get more center before dropping on all fours. I did manage to trip him more convincingly, which is when the librarian's turnaround happened. I began to pummel him with an all-out violent punching assault. Actually, the truth is, even for a librarian, this looked pretty weak. So it was time for low-life Christian Rose to finish me. He put his arm around my neck. I took his other arm and gripped. He grabbed my waist and lifted. Suddenly, I was upside down, hoisted over his head, upright. This is called a suplex. I was upside down, vertical, and 51 years old. Christian whispered, "Here we go," and then we were both in the air, spinning and dropping. He had told me if I landed with my arms in the wrong position, they could snap when we landed. But now that we were in free fall, both of us, I couldn't really tell which way was up or down. I also sort of didn't care. It was exhilarating, and it was fast. This moment of bizarre, glorious suspension lasted a second or two, and then that sound. Our bodies reclaimed by gravity, hitting the wrestling mat. And it was over. I had gone in the ring the WNIJ librarian, a clown, and 2 minutes and 30 seconds later, born on the back of low-life Christian Rose, I had crash-landed as a wrestler. Sort of, you know, kayfabe. Three beats later, he was declared the winner. The librarian had been crushed, but somehow, Dan Libman didn't feel like a loser. With the librarian's less than impressive 0-1 record intact, it was time to retire. I have hung up my WNIJ t-shirt and my fighting cheaters and can be found most afternoons in my public library, looking at magazines, drinking free coffee, and asking for help with the computers. I rarely think back to that glorious night when low-life Christian Rose Dewey decimated me, but occasionally, as I'm rereading War and Peace, I'll catch someone staring out of the corner of my eye, usually a child, staring, pretending to be too cool to notice me, working up their courage, until finally, politely, they will approach. "Excuse me," they whisper, "are you the librarian?" I'll peer over my cheaters, give them a little wink. "I used to be," I'll say with a grin, "but I'm reading now, so shh."